First time caller line. Welcome to the program. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, George. How are you?
Good.
I was calling. I tried to get on before when they had been talking about ghost stories and spirits, and but I thought that my story might be a little interesting. A friend of mine who drove this road probably many, many, many days, probably every day of his life, was driving this one road. He was a Mohawk Indian and on the reservation.
And, so you're talking about the East Coast then, right?
Excuse me, yes. I'm in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And he was at a reservation in Ontario. And anyways, he hit a very large tree going pretty fast.
Oh, God.
And went out the windshield. And I got the news that he had died, and, of course, went to the reservation. I grew up going to the reservation most of my life. And so I went with one of my brothers. And so we were up there, and personally, I didn't think that they should have viewed him, but they did, and, you know, they probably would have no matter what.
Oh, God, what they have to do, patch him back together?
Yeah, more or less. And I was with his older brother the night that we actually buried him. I was with his older brother, and his older brother had gotten quite drunk. And anyways, he all of a sudden we were driving down. We had gone into town to get something, some food or something, and we were on our way back. And this road has no street lights or anything. This is out in the country, and I thought he had thrown my car keys out of the window, and. But he hadn't thrown them out the window. He actually had them. He just wanted to stop. Well, we stopped, and he got out on the hood of my car. And if you could imagine, it's this long-haired, tall, skinny Indian calling his brother.
Oh.
Calling the spirit of his brother. And calling and calling. And pretty soon he got off the hood of the car and got in the back seat of my car, and sure enough, there was his brother.
In the back seat of your car?
In the back seat of my car.
Just sitting there?
Just sitting there.
Not saying anything?
Not saying anything. And he's back there hugging him.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like...
You're in shock.
I didn't know what to do.
And how did he just disappear when he left? What happened then?
I mean, he just kept talking to him and hugging him, and I was like, okay. And then he gave me the keys, you know, and he said, he goes, because everybody has a name, and my name was Twig.
And he said, just Twig, you drive away. Remarkable. Let's go next door, east of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi. I have a question about shadow people.
Yeah, we'll try to help you.
I think, I don't know, I might just be crazy, but I think I might have a shadow person in my house, specifically in my kitchen. I'll be in there, and I'll see, like, something out of the corner of my eye zip by, and my mom is a big skeptic of spirits and all that kind of thing.
Right.
All those things. And she has even said that she has seen just things zip by in the kitchen, shadows on the floor, the wall, whatever. And so one thing that really freaked me out one morning, I was getting up for school. I was standing by the microwave heating something up, and underneath the table I saw this shadow just kind of glide away. And I thought it might have been one of the cats, so I looked, and then neither one of my cats was there. And I didn't know, is there anything, any specific kind of telltale signs of a shadow person? And if I do have one in my house, is that a bad thing? Or
no, see, my theory is, and some are beginning to accept it, is that there's a dimensional warp here. It's out of kilter just by a little bit. And in most cases, I don't think they're aware of you, but you can see it. And, you know, they if other dimensions exist, if other universes exist, then I think the theory holds up that there's some kind of a lapse there. It's out of kilter. And these shadow beings, these creatures, somehow overlap into our world, and you see them. And I think that's what's going on. And then some, when there's a correction, you don't see them anymore. But they come and they go. I don't think they're aware of you. Could you agree with that, at least on this one?
Yeah, they don't seem to, like, from any cases I've heard, they don't seem like they really go out of their way to disturb people. They just,
no.
It's just kind of a movement, you see. And that's a lot more comforting, your theory, than other ones I've heard where they're a demonic force or something. That
yeah,
is,
I don't believe this is. Yeah, I don't think that's what you have here. I think you've got there's probably some place where this house is located that also in another dimension. It's very, you know, there's a relationship there. And it's out of kilter just by a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if you see more of these things pop in and pop out. They could even be animals.
Yeah, well, if it's if that's what it is, then I could care less. That's I appreciate seeing that kind of thing. If that's what they would be, I mean, we're Christian. I don't want demons in my house.
No, if they were demons, I think you would have known about that by now.
Yeah.
So enjoy them while they're here.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Take care. And that's probably what they are. I mean, after listening to so many people talking about shadow people, that is my theory.